You are listening to the Riverfront Church Podcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideals, and more.
So tonight we looked specifically at Jude and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And since Elaine takes the best notes...
Don't come to me first. Please don't come to me first, because I'm not ready.
No pressure, sure, why not? Okay, so we started with Jude tonight, and little known fact for me was Jude was short for Judas, and then we talked about 2 Peter. It's got like about a lot of talk tonight was about false prophets and teachings and how the Spirit actually helps us to discern false teachings for actual teachings, and being in community actually helps out a lot with that. One thing that was, I'm going to borrow this so before anybody else gets it, was that somebody said that prayer was stretching, and I really like that, because I think that when we come together and we join in prayer, and a lot of the talk was when two or three are gathered, you know, we are the church, not just buildings and places and things, but the people. And the whole night actually started off with a conversation of different viewpoints, but yet we're still together. And it wasn't that we were trying to prove anybody right or wrong. We were just expressing what our viewpoint is or what our truth is. And it was really refreshing to be able to come into a safe place like this and express ourselves and our viewpoints and know that, you know, the Spirit is here with us to help us, guide us through this, instead of being in other. And we all kind of shared in one place, like, where we were always told, like, how you should feel, how you should think, how you should be. And the Bible actually teaches that's not really what should be going on when we're coming together as the body of the church. We should be coming together with our own unique gifts and abilities and expressing that through the church, and that's how we come together. So that was a lot of what I got from this. And looking at these books, these were books I never even heard of or talked about. And they are short, but there's a lot that's in there once, especially when you're like unpacking it with people that can share from different points of view. And I think it almost seemed like there were no two people that had the same religious background here, you know, and we brought where we were before into we are here now, and it was really enlightening. So that's what I got from tonight. That's my takeaway.
Quick note here that our video clips tonight included scenes from the movie Saved with who was in that?
Mandy Moore.
With Mandy Moore, and of course the classic Roman Holiday.
Yes.
Was also featured
and
tonight.
I have not seen either one of those yet.
I highly recommend Roman Holiday, and
yes.
And Saved is good if you're in the right mood.
Star Wars.
That's true. Yes. And several references to Star Wars.
Yes. There was a Star Wars clip too with Yoda.
Yes, yeah.
A pair of them.
There were hospitality.
Yes.
So what I always like is the man who leads this, who likes now to be called, no longer to be known as the man known as Alan, but the man known as the instigator. Always kind of says, like, well, this book is kind of like this and this. And what I liked is he said the book of 1 John was like wise love for love-impaired churches. And then I think 2 John and 3 John, he said, was tough love for the overly hospitable churches. And I think it's funny because in the beginning he's talking about churches that are impaired to love, and then he's on the other end, he's trying to talk to the churches that are overly loving, like too hospitable. So what I get from that is, from reading, you know, if we go through 1 John and 2 John, we have to kind of come in the middle and find that balance, that right way to help. And the thing that really stuck out to me was we talked about how to help, how to know when to help, how do you need help. And it was such a great discussion because we all had our own experiences with what we do when we see a need for help. And it was just ironic, in the room full of about eight people, there were eight different thoughts on when should you help, why should you help, what is too much help, what is not enough help, when is helping hindering, when is helping or not helping actually hindering somebody's ability to recover from some incidents. And I thought that was so profound. There were four questions that were presented that before you decide to help someone, and I forget all four of them because I couldn't write down fast enough, but how do you know to help? And questions to ponder. How do you prioritize when there is so much need in the world? There is. It's like every time you turn around, someone needs this, someone needs that. Someone created a Facebook post, please help my mom, please help my dad, please help my sick cousin. You know, all these GoFundMes. How do you know? Are they real? Are they legit? Is helping hindering? Is not helping hindering? And then another question was, how do you distinguish the need versus the want? Which is always for me, like, I just want to jump in and help, but I'm like, but is there really a need? You know, someone shared with us that they have a conversation with someone who, you know, is literally on the streets, and there is a help and there is a solution, but the person doesn't necessarily want to yet partake in that solution, so hopefully someday they will. And I think it's that balance of how do you know when to help? And another thing we talked about, we did talk about false prophets and different things. And we talked about, like, two truths and a lie. Like, someone who will blatantly be like, you know, this is true and that is true. And then in the middle of telling you all these truths, they throw in a lie. So you kind of get almost discombobulated or confused. Like, wait a minute. I know these two things are definitely a truth. And if they're saying that, and the first two things they said were true, maybe the third thing is really true. And it was equated to, like, when, you know, the temptation to Eve in the garden, like, well, you know this is true, and you know this is true, and then threw in that third thing. Well, the only reason they don't want you to have this, which you should have, is because they don't want you to have all the wisdom they have. So I think with false teachers, it's not only, you know, being careful and understanding and having some knowledge. You know, are they being sneaky? Are they trying to, you know, pull you away? Is their, you know, motive only to get some money from you? But, you know, are they doing that two truths and a lie? Like, I'm going to tell you this truth and I'm going to tell you that truth. I'm going to throw in this little twisted lie and then throw another truth on the end, and maybe you'll believe my two truths and a lie sandwich. And I was like, ooh, that was really good. And the one person that was referenced, I was like, oh, wow, I never thought of that person that way. But it just gives me another tool to use and just to be wise in life and say, what is this? And one scripture we talked about that I really liked, it said, snatch others from the fire and save them. And we used the clip from Saved where they're in the van, they jump out of the van, they grab this girl, they're trying to do this intervention, and they throw the Bible at her and say, don't you want to be saved? And she's like, you know, holding the Bible. She says, this is not a weapon. You don't get it. And it thought about, I thought about it in the ways of how we should help people and how we should do it. We were given a couple points is we should, if we're going to help somebody and we're trying to help them, we should do it very carefully. You should start with prayer. Like someone shared, that prayer is like stretching before a race. You should do it with love. And you should tell them the truth. And I was like, ooh, that's a good thing to put together with them other four questions of when and how to help. So that's kind of what I got out of tonight. Very informative.
Nice.
What I got out of tonight was trying does count, and that's, like, it counts. So that was an important message. I needed to hear that. And also, we talked about this, like, really early on, but, like, condemning people is bad, which sounds obvious, but with when someone's dealing with systemic issues, whether it be oppression or marginalization or discrimination of some kind, it's very easy to, like, sink and drown in anger over very overarching issues that are so big that you almost feel like you have no sense of control of your destiny or your life, that these government systems or these big overarching systems, they're the determiners of whether you're going to live or die, whether you're going to have food or not, where you're going to live, where you're going to go to school. Like, all these factors are being affected by those things. And so it's very hard to resist the urge to just outright condemn entire groups of people because of that. And whether it's a race thing or an age thing or an era thing, you know, millennials versus boomers versus Gen Z versus, you know, it's really important that we look at people as individuals and not just, you know, generalize this entire group is to be condemned and this is how this group is. Period. And again, it's like you have to actively fight against that. And that's why it's important not to let the sun set on your anger, because it does fester and grow just like a bacteria. So it's like, it's really important to just like learn how to let some things go and know that it's okay to be a work in progress. You know, it takes time to let things go. It takes time to let anger go. And that's okay. And it's okay to be honest with God and tell God, you know, hey, I'm really angry. I feel hopeless. I feel scared and upset. And it's okay to be honest with God about that.
I will start by saying ditto to everything. Yeah, ditto times three. Ditto, that's not squared. What is it? I don't know. I'm not a mathematician. Cubed. So no offense to the one that we call Alan, who instigates a lot of things on these evenings, all fairly good for the most part, by the grace of God, for sure. I think the biggest thing that I'm taking away tonight is the importance of nights like this. And gatherings like this, and the importance of community, and the fact that living a life of salvation and faith, we are all sinners saved by grace, and we can all easily return to that. And the only way that we won't is through community and accountability, and through the only way we can help others is also through community, and having one another. And that we are all just human, and we need each other. And we got pretty deep tonight, which was pretty cool. And this is the first time I'm meeting some people in the room, and that they're meeting me, and we still got deep. So that just tells you how awesome this gathering space is, and how much God moves in it. But yeah, the church is the people. It's not a building. It's not a specific time. It is the people, and the people can have church anywhere. And I think we brought church tonight.
Thank God for editing. Yes, blessed be the editor and the instigator and the person that brings the food. Where that is, if it's God, maybe. I always look forward to the presentation because it makes me think. It gives me permission to look at what the books are saying in different ways. I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate the fact that I'm allowed to just sit here and really not say much sometimes, because I'm taking stuff in and, like, it hits me on the drive home or tonight when I'm getting ready for bed or making, you know, or tomorrow or something. And that freedom of the scripture and the love, I think that's what the love of Christ is. And the love of the Holy Spirit is doing and moving. Because it's not just about what happens specifically right here, but how we can take what we're learning, or what I can take what I'm learning, and carry it through. And the more I learn about the scriptures and people that were actually there, or close to there, or new people that were there, and were writing about meeting Christ, then that gets me a little bit closer to know how to live as Christ, and that is, as a disciple of Christ, that's my goal. So, thanks for doing what you do, person of no name.
Alan is actually an acronym.
Oh, what's an acronym? Oh.
You have to come to Think and Drink to find out next time.
So, speaking of next time, next week we are taking a look at the church age. What's the evidence for Jesus' historicity? And we're doing church history as well. Yep. So 2,000 years of church history. So join us
60 minutes.
So join us at 900 North Washington Street, Wednesday evenings, 5:05-ish. Everybody's welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Riverfront Church Podcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.